Nico, I can't believe you fucking called me.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't hang up on me.
Why the hell would I hang up on you, man? You're one of the only guys I like out there in cyberspace.
Yeah, I never like to use the word humor, but you're one of my all-time top three.
Well, right back at you, man.
Yeah, it's easy, and that's why I feel so ashamed that you work your ass off, maybe even risking your life, I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't really do much. It doesn't take much to pick up a phone and dial a number, man. You know? I've learned everything off
the web. It takes a lot of guts and thinking and brainstorm and self-confidence and smartness. A lot of guts. You basically helped in the logical structure of T-Fakery. You were a great investigative guy.
Well, thank you very much, but the only way I knew who to talk to and stuff like that was because of all the work that you guys have done over the years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a simpleton. I can't figure out all the shit that you guys have figured out. You're a genius. You know what I mean?
Oh, also, you're a genius. I mean, we have 6 billion people on this planet, and there's just fucking 2 or 3 with this telephone hecklers. And I was already bad anyway, so I did a kind of satire on you. And then we had the school losers who walk in your truth links, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then else, fucking else, called up just one suspect, or just did one PR stunt with his phone.
Most people...
Follow up on it.
I think
when I tried to stunt with Paula, on rotation, there's many different people, but her studio running.
Fuck Paula, I don't like her.
And I have to go through all these multiple new age layers of psyop.
That's what I was going to say. She's a new age fucking agent.
Yeah, I don't use the word Asian because I use the word Asian in different contexts. It's a 90s.
But whatever. She's a new age. She's a new age believer.
New agent.
A new age fucking pusher is what she is.
What about new agent?
There you go.
Yes. Well, I analyzed cows 2-3 years ago my whole life, and basically they have all some destabilization programs, so I tried never to really turn her down, but more analyze what is triggering her. And so,
maybe she is just studio, a fake.
And I thought it could be useful, and she's kind of entertaining to walk a little bit.
Well, she was useful, like she did get you guys the Howard Stern stuff. And that
Maybe even with our own ratings and content, yeah. I'm sure 50-60% was from her, then we have maybe...
She was using you guys to make herself famous, because she knew she had a hot topic, and she knew that if she had you, she'd have, she could get famous off you, or whatever, you know what I mean? She was using you to propel herself.
I also felt used. And as usual, if man and woman are in one room, then at the end it looks like the man is using, and if the man freaks out, then the man is abusing, and if the man tries to improve, then the man is bickering. Anyway, she had TV studio.
So, what are you saying? Did she give you a blowjob or what?
No, actually, I thought he could do it for the camera. Allegedly, 7 years she had no sex any longer, and I thought, don't combine business with sex anyway. But I think I pushed her to do all these exploitations, so that was kind of helpful for her ratings, too. Nazi and impingement guy in the article could say, I get all these royalties from this and that. Anyway, we bought her ratings. Rosalie came then. She's a genius in hardware logistics, coding. And so now we bring it to the next level. And all I'm hearing is, let's better analyze pedophiles. Let's talk with Al-Qaeda over Al Duffy's views. Let's bring Ryan in and talk about binary economics and a counter-reactive with a set of binary economics to really just don't look at too stupid. This is stopping me by when I finally had no place to stay anymore. By allowing me to be in the cars, I said, well, let's do some business project there, please. So we finally do DVDs, just downloading files, not fancy layouts. Rosalie did then a DVD in 3 weeks, But then more and more escalated, and it was really horrible. And at the end, I look in the women's world, like, I freak out on her. I'm not thankful. I'm definitely thankful. I got apple pie every day. I have still some money. I bought my own food.
Well, that's the thing, eh? It doesn't pay very much to tell the truth.
Right.
You know?
You always say it.
Fuck. All those guys that are telling half-truths are millionaires now. Like, fuck them, man. Fucking asshole.
Well, then you have the 513C, whatever it is. I think it's a con.
If those assholes really want to know the fucking truth, they put their fucking money together, they buy a fucking 767, smash it in the fucking ground. If it disappears, okay, I believe we'll believe the official story. If there's wreckage, well then, we got a problem. No?
Well,
how much does a fucking 767 cost? Fuck's sake.
Maybe wake up now, since the real estate scam. And I did research on that. I put a video up, and some fucking phony aesthetic agenda, oh, the voice over doesn't look good. He takes it down because he's a nice guy. And since then, we had the Goldman, AIG, Merrill Lynch crash, and I had all laid out 1.5 years ago, and always point on China, Russia, and transnational. Everyone's just talking, Bush did it, Cheney did it, it's all bullshit, and the US goes down, and they're still having planes.
Yeah, people.
Everyone is so selfish, and I had only 8 or 10 people donate to Simon Shake. 80% of no planets don't show their face, all their voice.
Well, fucking probably 99% of no planers don't have no fucking
voice
to donate.
Getting all the back steps, I mean, not that I always agree with both registrations language, but come on, man, it's about 5, 6, 7 digit hits, maybe 500 videos, 10 very little transcribers, some are depressed, somewhere in corn, but it's just because he reflected his own sabotage, that's a book, and now he's called a fucking spook, or whatever, and it's all bullshit.
Who are you talking about, though?
And really pushy suckers.
Who are you talking about,
right visible.
Now? Who are you talking about right now? Social?
I mean, just 80% of the no-planet who was just sitting down while he was threatening the sledgehammer, had nothing to eat, his warm sweat.
You can't fight the fucking machine, man. You can't fight the fucking machine. You cannot fight this fucking machine. Even the fucking disinformation, fucking third level disinformation, they got resources, man. We got fuck all. We can't compete with these motherfuckers. Even that new one that came out, 102 minutes, that new one on the History Channel last week, the whole fucking first 50 minutes was a psyop on telling people there was a plane.
I still think it can really compete with them. I still believe in that YouTube is the next tube. No one's really watching TV anymore. This sport. There is no music on MTV anymore.
But this
music.
Fucking, this truth movement
that,
thing is turning people off.
And down on hip-hop videos, there is a chance to reach out to the YouTube community if anyone would do the same viralism and basically hype it all fucking kind of news, put it into a setup, put September Cruise or whatever DJ show on it, but no one's getting the idea.
We need to hack into CNN and put fucking September Cruise on CNN at around, like, hack into Anderson Cooper's show and put September Cruise on CNN. Then we can...
If people had a brain, they could all brainstorm all these kind of ideas, but
Or I don't know, like, I mean...
And jerking up on all videos and just texting around and that and movement. And, yeah, well, no, sure, right. It could become the next prep tube, but until then, it could jam the whole internet with all videos until something happens. And
but the official...
All we have to deal with now is some fucking New Age bullshit, and we have to defend ourselves that we hooked up with them, and then getting, backstabbed.
That's the whole thing. Everybody you meet's a fucking snake in the grass. They're like fake. You know, anybody that tries to... Honestly, most of the people out there that try to make contact with me are fucking fakesters. Even on Facebook, man. Holy fuck. All these fake profiles try to add me as friends. Then I have other friends telling me that they're fucking trying to add them as friends and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Like, 90% of the... we're fucked, man. there's nothing. I don't think. Yeah, I think we're screwed.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I have two different citrus in there. It's a complete depressing one. This is really more extreme baronic fascism and no sex, no porn, and nothing. And China, Russia invading this country. Yeah, there's still the hope of the bottleneck, hacktivism over the internet.
I got a problem with the video fakery, the TV fakery, the fucking whatever stuff. There's a point where
what is it?
There's a point that it's true, and then it also, after it has the point that it's true, it crosses over the line into bullshit. I think that Verrazano Bridge thing is bullshit. I think a lot of the stuff is bullshit that we get.
What do you mean expect is the bullshit?
I think BS registration pumps out a lot of bullshit. Man, I don't even care about the porn stuff. Actually, I like the porn stuff. Yeah,
talk about
girls.
Well, sometimes he's stretching it and sometimes he has something. Well, what do you think about it?
Like, remember that time, like, about a year ago or whatever? And we were looking at the Evan Fairbanks shot and we had the Burger King sign. And then you figured out there was a Burger King sign on both ends. And the one we were looking at was whatever. But he tried to make me think that the scenery where Evan was shooting with the Burger King sign and everything was real, but the blue sky and the towers were like placed in there as a layer or something. And I don't believe that.
That's that.
I kind of leave.
Fancy got which got shifted around, and
I don't believe
that.
Like,
it was completely wrong.
Social service, even with
right.
The Nade Brothers footage, like when he says that black line appears after, when you look at the footage, I don't know if it's been manipulated now or not. I don't know. But there's a nice HDTV screen cap.
Even if you overlay the part Foreman with the crop of
Nathaniel,
it's both two different buildings. Everything else matches.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to the History Channel, from the same scenery, and they spend completely different. And then have these weird effects like smoke that's cut up, and it looks like a template.
No, I don't know if I believe that smoke stuff either. I don't know. I have most of all the real footage from the archive.org when they put it out in one day.
You have to compare between the first footage from the smoke. There's some great video out from, I forgot, CNN 96 or someone else. I think it was picked up then also by Al Piper. When the smoke gets multiplied and also extended, there's some kind of interesting effects. I think they had some kind of tool and just played around to obscure something. And I think it was to obscure side effects in the weaponry, maybe. If I'm saying that the application I'm hunting, if you look more into it, I think they're able to do all this with future combat systems.
It's basically
just filming everything in real time and just kicking around some stuff. So it's not really Zim City, it's just a copy of a real time film.
Well, that's what I even tried to, like, figure out was, like, even, like, was even all the pictures kind of just screen-capped from the videos and just manipulated or some way.
Yeah. Well, because
they all kind of match up.
Yeah, no, that's the way, it's a kind of second-generation fakery, isn't it, man? I call it video fakery. It's not evidence for TV fakery. It's just that they're sitting around with everything that happened after 903. So, no matter if you're wrong or not, they played around with stuff. But the hangout explanation would be, so what we played is what we had. The plans are still real. that's the fun part. I mean, that's why it really is some kind of style, because...
Well, my whole, what I'm grasping onto is my biggest thing, is the fact that when you look at the plane going into the building, it's fake. Because it's just like, you know, the wings don't make a mark and they're already inside the building and all that shit. There's all There's all kinds of shit. Plus, it comes out the other side. I don't care what anybody says. Something's coming out the other side. And it's not fucking smoke or debris or any bullshit like that.
It's basically like the moon cycle. There's so many elements that people debating 30 years about what's the biggest evidence of the moon cycle. The same with the T cycle. There's just one logical evidence, anyway. Everything contradicts each other. That's evidence number one, or logical thinking. And the debating, so which detail is now more important or not, is a bridge switching, is it parallax, or is it glitching the software? It doesn't matter.
I think the camera's moving.
Nothing matches up.
Well, if you see, it even has a shot with all that stuff on that video that came out on the History Channel. And that's a nasty fucking video, man. Like, that brings it to a whole new level of people will never fucking believe anything but the real story.
That's just that people always need some kind of fucking leadership bullshit. So once they have someone and they're putting you in the role, and that this is them,
that's the whole fucking problem, is because even the people that know something's up with 9/11, they're even worse than the people that don't have a fucking clue, because they know something's up with 9/11, but they're in that truth movement, whatever, fucking limited Bush Cheney thing. They think it's the American government. It goes beyond that. And that's what this New World Order fucking bullshit wants to do. It has to destroy America.
Hard work,
what?
And as no one, I mean, you as DJ, sure, you're doing all the hard work, really good job, and as no one following up on that, just try to make it similar.
Because everybody, most of these people are just spectators. They're just like, it's like an internet hobby or something. They go and check out and read the forums and see what's going on, as if they're checking out what's going on with Britney Spears or Paris Hilton kind of shit. You know?
It's voyeurism.
It's nonsense. Like, no one's
doing it. And then they see you freak out and analyze that. They told me already 4 years ago, you have to control your anger management. You know what? I controlled my anger management, actually. I'm sure they told me to control my anger management. I freaked out when they told me, don't be angry. That's the first time when I freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2004. Then in 2006, when we had some kind of underground no-plane status, this guy from Man Blogger told me, it's just about you. Nico, you're angry. Oh, you're angry. I'm sipping my beer. I love this video where this guy talks the whole time, like 20 minutes. And at the end, I'm freaking out, but then the camera is cut off. And so, that's how the whole transgression started. And I have all these people around me.
But I saw you a long time ago. You were on Gerhard Wisniewski's video.
What?
Gerhard Wisniewski? You were in his video.
I was in there. Oh, at that time I was.
When he had you in the cafe on the computer and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, that was, like, back in the day.
Yeah, my best brother. And see all the character changes for me. From a naive, nice guy into an angry guy.
Well, where I started to really like you was when I seen you go into the thing where there was that fucking guy, what the hell's his name? Tall fucking short-haired guy in the church there.
That was basically...
What's his name
again? Basically the closest to the...
His name's,
transgression I had.
Anderson or something like that?
Church, yeah.
Not Anderson.
It finally triggered something, yeah. That was a cool,
Les Jameson, that's the guy.
Yeah,
he's an idiot.
And so, once you increasing that, and you still don't do anything, you don't put any harm on it or something, and only two exceptions, I think, I had this throat from this, change guy.
Well, yeah, he's a little bitch, too.
Didn't hurt anyone. So, now turning it around, some no plan or whatever, rosary, and so, you're angry, you show tantrum against Paula Gloria. I'm saying, so the fucking what, eh? I have the right to freak out after fucking 7 years of fucking abuse. And I also want to have money from the United States. Not because they have something to do with it, because they know fucking damn well what we're doing, and let that happen. And 20 million reparation calls for me and you should get a fucking million or a bunch of millions.
Yeah, we should have bailed out like the fucking Bear Stern and Franny and Freddy and all
then,
those guys.
Then Holmgren, and for plagiarizing his stuff.
Well, wait, time out, though. Why does Holmgren hate you guys? He hates everybody.
I could put myself in the role of Holmgren says...
It was something about a sexist comment
fucking,
about...
He's a fucking, I don't know, the whole thing about that sexist comment shit that happened a long time ago. We're not puristic anymore, whatever. But I say also...
But why does he... Was it some sexual comment that Coffin Man made, or somebody made, or something, and then you took Web Fairy's side, or something, and it was about...
Well, to simplify it, I always...
And that's what the whole fucking fight fallout was over, a stupid little comment?
Well... I said 3 years ago, they usually get you with a sexual angle. If you're not able to reflect your own sexual fantasies and efficacy, they get you. So I have all these fucking online fantasies around me, and Holmgren fell in love with Rosalie, and she fell in love with him. And so, and Judy Wood comes, and you see all these honeypots around you, and you know damn well, there will be an escalation, and you warn, and you point your finger, and you put it in your emails, and then you put it on your videos, and then you see all these meltdowns from Genghis versus Jennifer, and people in between, yeah? And so, they're fucking up themselves because they all fall in love with each other, yeah? Jerking off, yeah? And so that's how they triggered also the transgression. What they allow these stupid sexual fantasies because of their fucking ego. Well, I put it also, but they didn't explain all this.
It's like the way Genghis hates Killtown over Jennifer is like kind of like Holmgren hates you guys over a sexist comment kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah. And also I think because of Jared and Judy Wood and a lot of other people and incoherence in the argument, he's very disciplined, logical thinker.
But he's a genius too, right?
Oh, yeah. No matter what he says about me, he wants to kill me. I will always admire him.
Mm-hmm.
He actually always called me Hitler, so I have the inspiration from him also.
Yeah, on the Howard Stern show, eh? That, they love that shit.
Yeah, and I will never get back to that. It was a good compensation on all the fucking abuse against me. No one's looking back 1 year ago. I had my own apartment. $100, and then all those homeless are basically the proxy homeless, still struggling.
You had an apartment in New York for $100 a month?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, my whole life I had always $500-$600 apartments, and always enough money to pay my rent. I was never behind the rent. It made it very rare. And then I lived all 3 years for so-called free, and it seems this is linked to fucking, capitalism, when you live in a huge warehouse, and you have a job, and you stay basically legally in there, and then in that context, I was just underpaid, so it was still okay. But then in the last year, I ended up in a warehouse, and there was no job, or tender, or nothing, and so I'm asking for food donations, and I get 8.
Wow.
And even from one school loser. I asked for pizza, I asked for whatever. Yeah, I didn't ask for money. And so I offered some poor girl wants to have money for me for her rent. But she doesn't pay. Her ex-boyfriend pays it, her father pays it, whatever, some fucking fantasy ex-girlfriend, platonic lover pays it. We didn't have a contact, and I'm hearing this backstep shit. Oh, when I finally had money, I should give all to her. But I want to have a business. And share the money.
And what about the Concordia Foundation? That's a fraud.
Concordia, Discordia, Facordia. And now she's merging her new age with Rosalie's whatever, comedy spirituality or complex spirituality, no one understands. And it's clearly a cult. And then turning around and saying that I'm running a cult. Well, I'm on the loose, but this is fucking... underground pop star gets nothing, and I want 200 artists getting out of something, and I'm more a DJ mixing everyone, so
You should move to 425 10 Avenue.
It's a culture, but not cult. It's like a language here in America. It's through that, perverting every word.
Well, yeah, it seems like those ladies, I don't know. I'd like to think that Rosalie's just easily influenced to, like, she likes...
Yeah, she was easily influenced because she was isolated for 7 years. She comes to New York in a big city, she gets in front of the camera, gets little Britney Spears, and her confidence gets exposed. That's good news.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, she
was... Hard then, so she put that on hold, couldn't help us anymore, asked for simple things like burning a file, downloading a file, burning...
Yeah, she was expected to be, like, be-all, end-all, like Morpheus or something like that.
Well, I have to say that my notebook was pretty much at the end, and so I had issues
burning
more.
She would be more like an Oracle.
It's like a very simple favor. It's a 10-minute job, and she didn't understand it. She still doesn't understand it. She thought she had to learn Linux, but what I wanted is the kernel. You just burn the Linux program on the CD, and then give it to me, and I'd go from there, because I had other friends who could have told me how to run particular programs. And these programs I would have made for free Wi-Fi. Yeah? And it's legal. Because if you're in a Linux environment, then it's legal. And so if you have the numbers of the unsecured network, the secured network, the worst thing is to kick you out. Because they cannot prove that you stole the security number. And it's paid by the military because all back.
Well, it's just like there's hotspots all over town where you can just pick up a signal everywhere.
Yeah, there are 10 programs around to do that. It was complicated. But I had a friend who did it for me, so at one point I used a secure network. And so in New Jersey, couldn't really use it. And so I asked him. And it wasn't even really for me because I had some small signals. But Ryan had 15 videos up. I had 15 videos on hold. And he's also a genius, and he needs the support. So it was all about technological things. I didn't even care about fucking New Age and a fucking deconstructionalism. I just wanted to have some logistics running, yeah? I mean, there's all the equipment of Paula and all the people we know could have run cool shows and just lit a bubble in between for bullshit. But no, still 8 off topics a week. Which is second from all stuff, killing all ratings, a little bit, but we still have huge. So it's all complete unfair and complete bullshit and illogical, so that pissed me off, so I had to move out.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like she swears off, no, it's not. I want to move out, then she kicked out everyone, including Rosalie.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bizarre, and she was just on vacation working for her.
Well, what was it like in New York on 9/11? Like, I didn't really... It kind of, like, died out. Like, the fires died.
Well, it was okay, because we had some fun. I mean, I expected more airplane this year. I was hoping maybe 8 or 10, maybe some of them with T-shirts.
But there was really no, like... I thought it would just keep getting bigger and bigger of a...
Yeah, we had maybe
every
some,
year.
Yeah,
but it seemed to have died out this year.
New Yorkers, but just one... I mean, too embarrassed to say who, because then he feels private. But just one outside New York, no planner who came. And when I compare with 125 plane others...
But even people that know what's going on and stuff, like, even people that know don't care. So
some weeks or months ago, I thought, if you get 30 and they have 40, 400-year changes or whatever, that looks good. So it was 120 and one. Then I would have been... 10 and 120.
But
we didn't all have the and so it was kind of fun. And so I tried to make some okay videos out of it. They're going good. Right now, I'm a statistics nerd, so I figured out that the dynamic, dynamic merge is at 4,000. That's the average number. Average fans getting is average hits. And that's what we're getting is...
4,000? He says he gets 100,000.
4,000.
100,000 of hits a day.
You can think.
He's got millions of listeners and hundreds of thousands of hits a day, he says.
I don't buy it. I think all radio numbers are rigged. No one's really listening to radio anymore because everyone has an iPod. All its turn numbers are rigged. They have their own phone call out of the stage. I think Alex Jones has their own phone call out of the stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't buy in that people really watch TV. They watch baseball. They watch some stuff. So this all goes down, the internet numbers go up. So YouTube is manipulating also numbers. Freezing. So every time we get 5 or 6 digit hits, you can only hope that we get 10% out of them, which are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, that's the 4,000. We get 40,000, so we always have 4,000. Could be 6 or 7, but I think a couple of last year, a good hit is 4,000. A mini hit is 1,000, and you can meanwhile be happy to get 500. And these are the thinkers, and if every one of them would, let's say, do something, hasn't not to be do with money, but do something, yeah, follow up, do the same thing, that's okay. And we have probably now 200 active video producers, maybe 40, 50 are soccer puppets, next it's 250. But no one got their ass up and came to New York.
Well, most people don't have time. Like, they have to, like, work and, you know.
It's all right, okay. I mean, that could have come in a weekend or whatever.
Yeah, but.
I was driving with a Greyhound to L.A. for $200. It's 4 days. I mean,
and then there's like people that just
apparently they don't have the money to do it.
What is that word? They call it, like, everybody's complacent. Like, everybody's just in that, they don't care.
Oh, they just think, it will just happen because get sunset, the September cruise. Oh, it will just happen automatically. So they don't talk political. They don't put the
But it's been categorized into the conspiracy theory thing, so people just laugh it off, and it's like,
well, I don't know about the schoolers and the secular opposition. I mean, basically they were helpful to get rid of a lot of two things. There's a double thing on both sides. The black player opposition or the truthling plane huggers, and then some double thinkers in the no planer. So I just respect everyone was doing videos. And I don't like to text people much.
Yeah, it's just like getting videos. Videos and audios are the best. Cause everybody,
I mean, these are all bionic weapons. We face bionic fascism, we use bionic weapons. That's the video. We went on the streets, we're filming, we come back, we upload videos. Everything has this control to infiltrate. What do you want to do? So, targeting the media, telling this in 7 years, the only one who was doing it was you. One guy from 6 million people. One guy. Is that not embarrassing? It's embarrassing. You're a hero. You're the only hero.
Maybe I'm just stupid then, though.
No, I don't know. You'll hopefully show up in some history books.
That'd be cool. Well, I don't know.
Anyway, this is over. As usual, everyone will fall into a hole. But we have the election. There's always momentum.
Is there going to be, like, a big depression coming up right now? With all these things collapsing?
Yeah.
Like,
I
want
the bear to go up for me. I'm not saying the depression.
Probably
the
still
depression.
A couple years, anyway. And
it's happening. All middle classes on the street, and then they're fighting with the underground establishment.
All the players of the game are being changed, too. We're having an election in Canada next month before your election. Israel's having an election. Somebody else is having an election, too.
The old players getting all the players.
They're all changing the players of the game.
He was already in Russia.
I wish I knew more about Canada stuff, because I know they're just as dirty. But there's, like, really...
But you're Canadian.
Like, I know...
I think there's some interesting thing going on between Canada and the Alaska Palin thing. I still think then if they have some kind of blueprint after the occupation, it will be just Canadians and Latinos. So maybe some kind of rezoning, and then they have...
Well, yeah, the whole North American Union shit,
New York,
that stuff, yeah.
Maybe the blueprint of Berlin.
But
immigration and issue was just a fucking restriction front. Because basically the electronic border is just a ground application from what they might have used in 9/11. FBI is completely overpriced. You don't need space weapons in outer space because you use them on the ground. So it's just a fucking... The perps, they're conning each other. It's by the way, they're making money with bullshit. So they're creating all this FBI, making a lot of money with this, but pumping that money into biopharmacy drugs and oil pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I think. And there's still a proxy war that will fall for that bullshit.
Well, it is a...
Some worse, but...
Well, there is a plan in the works for something.
I don't know.
There is a plan in the works for something, though. And 9/11 was a big changing point. But it wasn't just about... Like, there was a game going on a long time ago. And that was just one of the big moves for the Mac Daddy NWO guys.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say hello.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling anyway. That was
what cool. Else is saying what we might regret, but so far, I have no problem with that. Well, I try to be nice again, try to put some happiness around me. So right now it's about pop culture, nice sticks, maybe cool t-shirts, maybe more cool t-shirts.
Yeah, you need
for
some
like music.
Cool designs for those.
Yeah, I mean, we want to do it like a smart business. We don't want to pump too much money. It's so warm. He's a good businessman. So,
do it like a design like the skin shirts or whatever. Everybody likes those with all the writing and stuff like that.
I just want to have a place to stay. It could be a cubic like I'm right now. I just want to have my internet connection and some money for porn. Maybe one day a cool date again. And so far, it's better than the last year. That's all I want, yeah?
Well, that's good.
I also don't want to have fucking bullshit followers who just jerking off of what I'm doing and don't do anything out of it. So whatever Rosie claims, I don't want to have a fucking cult by myself. I don't think no planet turned to a cult. It's just fucking a reflection of the tribe of TV Fakery. And, well, I don't know. I hope Genghis and Kirtan get the shit together. I don't know what's going on with Jennifer. I want to have a phone call with Genghis or a radio show. This is all getting shit from sounds like Germans who hunting for 6 years women don't get anything accomplished. I don't care if she's a fucking spook or also cult victim. There are a lot of fucking cult victims in this fucking no planner culture and plain hybrids. And no one of them is any payroll. It's just that they're manipulating some chicks among us, and so we just look stupid if you point out that they have some problems because they're men. And men, historically, are not allowed to criticize women because they're so weak.
Yeah, well, the whole thing's a total psychological mindfuck. Like, yeah.
Right.
There's all kinds of characters out there. What can you say? It's hilarious.
I can only say, well, smartest beaters I know are actually women. So, there's no racism in what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, yeah.
They're turning it around as if they have some argument, and they're sitting around and claim it's a man-women issue. You know, if I'm analyzing the Edna thing and saying it was instrumentalized as a hero, victim, trial, then because I'm a man, I'm not allowed to say that. Could tell the same about the jumpers. Like, are the male or female jumpers doesn't matter, but it represents all some kind of heroism bullshit. Mm-hmm. That the man who took over the Flight 93. How could it would have looked then if the women would have taken over the Flight 93? It's all a bullshit script. It's a fucking Hollywood movie.
Yeah, but people did die, and it's still like a... You gotta have that balance between, like, it is a serious thing, yet
right,
it is a mindfuck.
That's right.
There's a delicate balance between the two. Mm-hmm.
All right,
well, thanks for calling me anyway. I'll, maybe I'll talk to you
again. Hey, your email was as refreshing as a video where you couldn't take it anymore and freaked out. I mean, I think that was one of your coolest video. It shows you have actually emotion, you have a...
Well, that's probably the worst thing, though. Like, I mean, that's bad, actually. I would say sorry to the guy, but still, I don't know.
No, yet 99% high professional work until that point, and it's just 1% unprofessional into your own context, but you showed the human reaction. And so this is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Well,
it was out of context, but it was a cool DJ show transgression. And I was always ashamed that I sampled it 1 week later. I wasn't really sure if you don't like that idea. Because I knew it would be better. But
yeah,
I thought it was very important to show that your feelings.
Yeah. Ah, well, I guess it's whatever it is. No, that's one thing I learned from that Simon Schacht guy. That's why I respect him. He thought nothing should be held back. Not from that, but I mean, just the park. Actually, the Park Foreman video. He was the one who told me to put it up. It's like nothing should be held back if we get to the truth. Everything should be laid out on the table, no matter how good or bad it is.
Yeah, that's good to see.
Okay, well, take it easy.
Yeah, you too, and I hope you get some money from whatever sources.
I'll get some. I'll go. I got a few jobs in the work here. Hopefully one of them works out better than the other ones.
Yeah. Well, all the best.
Okay, well, thanks, Nico. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye.